Sex has been an emerging market in the Czech Republic for 20 years, with its every marketable facet constantly developing since 1989. The first wave was naturally prostitution and pornography, shortly after sex shops. At the turn of the new century came the phenomenon of internet exhibitionism, with some web pages becoming the most popular erotic sites on the Czech web. And now, in these last years, has come another lifestyle change that more and more businesses are catering to. Group sex in full swing. The number of couples seeking the intimate company of others appears to be in the thousands. Private groups have sprung up in the dozens, and at least 7 nightclubs have been started in as many years. What's going on in this small but steadily popular corner of sexuality? To find out what all the fuss is about, I stopped by a local swingers club and rang the bell to ask.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý.
Christian Pavlí, těší mě.
The Fantasy Swingers Club in Prague 18 is one of several places in the country that have opened in the last 4 years to accommodate what was previously happening almost exclusively at private parties. Up to 40 couples might be found here 3 nights a week, spread out among a number of special purpose rooms and a bar that borders on a large jacuzzi. The atmosphere that greets you is like being in a disco that doubles as a solarium, with the notable exception of the pornos playing on the plasma screens. On this Wednesday evening, there are about 20 people seated around the lounge in various states of dress and undress, mostly wrapped in white sheets, giving the place more than a touch of Pompeii. And they are a lot younger than one would expect. Petr Jelíček is the club's owner.
Tak hodně se říká, že vlastně máme nejmladší klientelu z České republiky, že vlastně k nám chodí.
It's often said that we have the youngest clientele in the Czech Republic, and I don't mean 18-year-olds, but from 25 years upwards. And it's a great client group to have because they'll keep coming for years. They bring new people because they feel more free talking about it, and they don't have the huge prejudices that older generations have because they are poorly informed. They think it's about having a mass of people, each one with the other, and that's not what it's like. Couples come here to be with each other, to see and be seen, and first and foremost to have fun, not just to have sex or sexual relations with other people.
The clientele really is like the people you would see on an average Prague tram stop. Younger, older, fatter, slimmer, more and less attractive. 2 or 3 new couples come for every party, the owner says, and there are about 13 parties a month, so swingers are not an endangered species. Some come every 2 weeks, some twice a year, like these 2 friends with benefits.
We met recently and we found out that we have a same passion, so we agreed that we would meet here in this club.
Yeah, it was not so many times. I was in other swingers club 6 times. Mostly I was in some private parties.
And you?
Yeah, me the same. 6 times. But throughout the years. This year maybe 3-4 times.
I would like to come here often, but there is a problem because the single man cannot enter.
But even though you've done this, you've been to this kind of club 6 times. I mean, what was your feeling this afternoon or this evening when the two of you decided that you were going to go? What was your feeling in your gut? Were you also afraid or were you only excited?
For sure. I think every man will be afraid a little bit and nervous because there is more people. And what are you normally doing every day? Then you have to do for all other people, so you would like to be still the man. So that's why I think everybody is a little bit afraid.
And were you afraid coming here today? You
know? I was more excited than afraid, because I know this club already and I know how it goes here. So and I liked him from the first when I saw him, when I met him first time. So I was not afraid so much, but excited.
And have you had any bad experiences at all in this?
No, never. Just good experiences.
Ahoj, já jsem Petra.
Ahoj, já jsem Michael a vítáme vás na stránkách Klubu Paradiso.
Nothing like this would work for a minute, of course, without rules. And at Club Paradiso in Liebeng, there are 12. No minors, no single men being chief among them. No phones and no unsafe sex, no drunkenness, and most importantly, no means no.
Here we have showers.
Uh-huh, very luxurious. Palm trees and everything.
They're like in the Paradiso. Here we are back by the pool, so the people can use the pool. That's a good start sometimes for people. They want to start, but not right now with the sex in the playroom, so they go to the pool, and maybe it's a good place for meet somebody. Mm-hmm. So
the owners of Paradiso are Michael, a German, and Petra, a Czech. Both had experience in foreign swingers clubs before they became the first to start one in Prague 7 years ago.
We don't have a dress code here in Czech Republic, so the people can come in their usual wear, like you are wearing or like me, and you can change in the lingerie or something erotic, but it's not rule. So most of the people are staying in their normal wear, and maybe they change during the night. Here starts the second room with a cross here.
The cross?
Yes. The girl or man is going fixed. Like that, is fixed, and the partner is going away. And
sometimes somebody coming with a plane.
Okay.
It's one of the possibilities.
I admit that just coming to a swingers club for an interview off hours, I found a bit nerve-wracking. Like the participant we spoke to before, a mixed feeling of excitement and slight terror at what you're getting yourself into, like the thrill of walking blindfolded while dreading that you might hit something. It's a very Czech feeling, Michael tells me.
Czech people are more shy.
But we can say only at the beginning, maybe. So the start is a little bit slowly. Everybody are sitting here and waiting till something's gonna happen. And because the people can come between 9 till 11. So in these 2 hours, everybody's sitting here and looks like a restaurant or a cafe bar, normal. And then you turn around and everybody are in the back in the playrooms, and here is empty. So the start is a little bit slowly, but then we can say
they are very open then.
They are very active.
Yeah.
More active than Germans, or how is the difference in the Czech Republic than it would be in Germany or elsewhere?
Maybe that the people more changing partners,
more changing,
more looking
more
for
contact.
Contacts with another couples, and less shy in other countries.
In the back.
In the back.
But
in the
here
back.
In the bar, they are very shy. In the back, everything fall down.
So how do you think the perception of swingers has changed over the last 10 years? Becoming more accepted, or is it staying the same?
It's becoming... It never was not accepted here, I think. Because in this case, Czech people are very open. And when we was in TV, the feedback was great.
Big.
It was big, it was great. We were surprised about that. And me personally, I never heard some negativity. Okay, somebody say it's nothing for me or it's nothing for us, but never I have listened some negativity about that.
I think here in Czech Republic, if you say I go with my partner to a swinger party, it's nothing special. Like you maybe have a problem if you say I'm a gay.
Swinging is nothing new to the world, obviously, and there is little point in recapitulating all the risks again here. They're the same in the Czech Republic as anywhere else. Disease, divorce, and whatever else you choose to add is your own personal moral view. In both clubs we visited, the owners said that they pay special attention to people who are old enough physically but too young mentally to see what they're getting into. Adults will do as they please, though. And so do Petra and Michael, and they frequently emphasize that this lifestyle is not just for anybody.
When they have rules between themselves, then they even never come in trouble, and then they have a nice night, and then they try it again, and every visit they go a little farther, and I think that's even the best way, but...
Start slowly,
yeah.
Do you think any couple over the age of 25 should try it?
No.
They must have a good partnership. They don't have to be only partners, but even
to be friends. And when the partnership is not okay, when there is some troubles, then it can break everything.
When somebody is jealous, you can be jealous and go to the swinger party. But can happen that somebody touch your wife or make an interest to have sex with your wife, and somebody is not into it or jealous, that maybe can happen a bad situation.
But there must also be people who really think that they're not jealous, who really believe that they have a jealous-free relationship.
Yes, of course. That's everything is theory. Into the moment you come to the swinger party, then you realize the reality here.
I think it's for everybody different. Everybody have different dreams. Everybody has different art of sexuality. Some couples are looking for changing, are looking for more people together, and some people say, we just won't have the atmosphere, we won't just touch. So every have it different, everybody.
But for a new couple, if they are here first time, I think we say just the atmosphere, and we say just to see the other couples. But for the people which are first time here, I think this is a very exciting situation to see in the reality. Some couples are making sex, or they are loving 1 meter behind you. It never gonna happen to you in your own flat.
For those assembled back at Fantasy, looking like normal bar patrons except for their togas, drinking champagne and chatting, the benefits, or rather the fulfillment that will come later in the evening, is worth the risks.
I had a girlfriend, and we really love each other. And we also enjoyed this kind of fun, because it was something more for us. It was something like you are going to cinema. We enjoyed it together. And we enjoyed when the other enjoyed. We, after it, when we came home, so we enjoy it even more, because we can talk about it, we can enjoy it again, just together. So it gives us more than if we just stay every day at home and have sex only together, and then the other days are watching if he or she is not going to talk with some other guy. So go and talk with him, have fun. Because if you will have fun, I have fun too. And it's just about the trust. If you trust that she, after to have fun and sex here with someone else, will come back. And because of this trust, and because you love each other, then you know she will come back.
I was in love, and I had really serious relationship. And we liked to go to swingers club just to have sex together. We didn't share, but we liked that some other people were watching us. So it completely didn't destroy anything. I would be jealous. He would be jealous on me if we really shared with somebody else. But we liked the atmosphere. We liked going and having sex in front of other people. And it was all about this.
Why do you think a person wants to have sex in front of other people?
Why?
What's your explanation for the psychology of it?
That you like that somebody is watching you.
Yeah.
It's exhibitionism.
But why? And what is
why?
The problem, do you think?
Maybe self-confidence. Maybe then it gives you more self-confidence, or gives you the feeling that you are somebody good. I don't know. I can't explain. I liked it. And my boyfriend at that time was really nice and handsome, so people liked to watch us, and also it excited them. So why not?